From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces have been battling since the early mornings after Iraqi forces advanced north of Kirkuk, an oil city that took over in the past week, toward the Kurdish capital Erbil. Baghdad said it intends to occupy all disputed lands, returning the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to its more constrained 2003 borders. Some fighters and civilians on the Kurdish side fear that Baghdad wants to move even further, including into Erbil. Others said Baghdad is unlikely to move into areas that have been self-governing for more than 25 years. Aid agencies report that nearly 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded in dire conditions on the Bangladesh side of the border with Myanmar have been allowed to enter the country of refuge. Lisa Schlein reports from VOA.
The refugees who were stranded for 4 days in no man's land are now being assisted by aid agencies in Cox's Bazar. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says the refugees have told aid workers heartbreaking stories about their perilous escape from Myanmar.
Talking about families saying that they could only take some of their children out of Myanmar and left others behind with neighbors, people who worked for 11 days.
Nearly 600,000 Rohingya have fled violence in Myanmar since late August, and agencies say more are on their way to Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis went to Capitol Hill Friday to meet with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of four U.S. soldiers killed in his year. After meeting privately with McCain in his office, Mattis promised to keep better lines of communication with Congress. McCain said the meeting helped to clear up the information channels. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers. IS goal has more.
It was in fact a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Gore province killed at least 33 people. Spain's prime minister is unveiling the government's latest effort to halt Catalonia's independence bid. VOA's Penny Dixon reporting.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he will announce on Saturday measures to impose direct rule on the wealthy region of Catalonia over its bid to succeed. Spain's King Felipe VI called for a unified Spain.
España tiene que hacer frente.
Spain needs to face up to an unacceptable secession attempt on its national territory, which it will resolve using legitimate democratic institutions, respecting our constitution, adhering to the values and principles of the parliamentary democracy in which we have lived for 39 years.
The socialists, the main opposition, said Friday they would back special measures to impose central rule on the region to thwart the secessionist-minded Catalan government and end a crisis that has unsettled the euro and hurt confidence in the eurozone's fourth-largest economy. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has filed a suggestion with the United Nations to stop allowing airline passengers to stop or stow laptops in their checked baggage, saying it could cause a fire hazard. The suggestion is to be considered by the International Civil Aviation Organization, a United Nations group, at a meeting later this week. The FAA said the laptops with lithium batteries stored too closely to aerosol cans could ignite a fire in the cargo hold where flames could reach unmanageable levels before being detected. I'm Tom McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.